Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Daniel Rowland, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, and the readings are from Cycle B.
For several years now, I've celebrated Ash Wednesday, as I know many of you have. And it is the same readings, there's always the same readings, and we go through a ritual in which we will put ashes on our faces, on our foreheads, with the sign of the cross. And yet we know that we just heard the gospel telling us to keep your face clean and to not let anyone know that you're fasting. Does that make any sense to you? So you perhaps have encountered the same incongruity that I have. It doesn't seem to make sense. And yet, year after year after year, we do this. And I go, why? And I realize that in some sense, it may be sort of, as the liturgy has developed over centuries and so forth, sort of this combination of two different actions, two different ways to deal with coming before the Lord and asking for mercy, for forgiveness. One is the tradition of sackcloth and ashes, you know, the idea of rending your garments and saying, you know, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And you remind yourself that, you know, you are nothing, that you are going to die, you are like the dust. There's that tradition. And then there's the tradition of, you know, that we don't have to let anyone know what we're doing, that there's this sort of private relationship that we have with God, that God sees everything. But when you put them next to each other, we get this sort of incongruity. And I figured it was like, well, in baptism, when you were baptized, you received a candle, or your godparents lit a candle, and they lit the candle from the Christ candle, and they were told, receive the light of Christ. And so they lit that candle, and they had it burning brightly. And then the next instruction is, you may now blow out the candle. What? Well, one is a liturgical thing, and the other one is a practical thing, because they're going to have to go through the rest of the liturgy. So that's my attempt to try and make sense of it all. But why do we do this, put ashes on our faces, knowing that we're going to go out and people are going to see? And I realize that the ashes are not an individual kind of pious thing. We don't do it as individuals. We do this as a community. That the ashes, which is a culmination of palms that had been blessed, not just one palm, not just a set of palms, but palms that had been blessed at Palm Sunday. And they remind us, as a community, we come before God and ask for forgiveness, ask for mercy, repent before the Lord. That no one of us, or better yet, that all of us are sinners. Now, I must admit, I don't like going around advertising that, letting people know that I'm a sinner, partly because of the occupation I hold. Well, then you must not be a very good priest. Says, no, I'm a good priest. I'm just an even better sinner. But we do it together. We come before God and ask for mercy. You know, I've been with several sinners in my life. And as I look around, you are some of the best I've seen. Now, I don't know the particular sins, but I'm sure as people as discerning, as intelligent as you all are, you choose nothing but the best. But be that as it may, this is not a time to brag about our sins. This is a time in which we acknowledge that what the sins do is that they separate us from one another, and that they separate us from God, that they even separate us from ourselves, in which we don't even know what we're doing, that sin takes us away. So in this Lenten season, let us turn to the Lord. Let us ask for forgiveness. Let us do what it takes to turn our life around. It's kind of like getting a reset button. We're going to turn ourselves back to the one who made us, to the one who wants us to truly be happy. And so there are three traditional ways in which we do this during Lent. One is prayer. So maybe take an opportunity to pray more. You know, you don't have to do it, you know, like 5 hours. Maybe 3 hours. Two. Do I hear one? Half hour. 15 minutes. 5 minutes? Can you do 5 minutes? If you could do 5 minutes more a day of prayer, could you raise your hand? Are you willing to do at least 5 minutes? Raise your hand. Wow. Collectively, we've already gained an extra day of prayer. Now, then there's almsgiving. The idea that you give for the poor, that you are mindful that there are people less fortunate than yourselves. And one of the ways that we traditionally, the Catholic Church, particularly here in the United States, have done that is with Operation Rice Bowl. It's through Catholic Relief Services, which is the Catholic arm of the United States that reaches out to those countries that are less fortunate and those people in need. So maybe take a rice bowl. Or maybe give to a charity. Or maybe reach out to help someone you know who is really in need. That the idea that helping the poor pleases God. But don't tell anyone. Prayer, almsgiving, and fasting. Now some of you look at me and go, what does this guy know about fasting? You would think I had never done it before. But I share with you that I don't have to be thin to be knowledgeable about fasting. That kind of fasting probably is a little severe. If all of a sudden, at the end of these 40 days, you saw that I was half the man I am today, something went wrong. So what is it about? Mindfulness. For you to be aware of what it is that you take into yourself and to say, you know, I'm going to discipline my body, I'm going to hold some restraint, and I'm going to say no. No to maybe that piece of cake. No maybe to that chocolate. No maybe to that third helping of pasta at the all-you-can-eat buffet. Mindfulness. What will you do in your fasting? Now, for us, the fasting is made so simple. Today is a fast day. Good Friday is a fast day. As fast days go, and compared to other religions, we have it so light. So all the more reason to do this. Just have a simple meal. And your two other meals shouldn't add up to that simple meal. Now, I must admit, when I was a kid, I thought, well, as long as I had my main meal be really big, I mathematically justified it. But that's not what it's about. Oftentimes, we go ahead and eat without even thinking, without even praying, without even acknowledging God. Can that change? So these are three traditional ways in which we do these things. You're not limited to that. But examine your life. See what needs to change. And make the change. We have 40 days in which we prepare ourselves to celebrate the greatest mystery of all, Christ's death and resurrection. It's not a time of great sorrow. We're not going around whipping ourselves and saying how terrible we are. We're not walking around shallow and complaining about darn, I shouldn't have given up coffee. Instead, this Lenten season should be focusing on God, focusing on the end. Know why we are doing what we're doing, that we are preparing to celebrate something great. And so it's about life. It's about rejoicing. It's about new life. And maybe the symbol of starting with ashes reminds us that there can be new life. That in once the symbol of the phoenix, which was a natural symbol of Christ's resurrection, may be our symbol as well. That we will rise from ashes to new life in Christ.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.